Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
All right, cool. Hi, you guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful that you do, that you listen. And I love hearing from you guys. And it's really cool to get feedback. Please feel free to reach out to me through my Facebook page, the Imperfect Brilliance page, or my personal page, or my business page. So lots of ways to find me. Or you can send me an email to accessbetsy, which is BETSY at gmail.com. So any of those ways you can reach me and let me know if there's a topic that you would like discussed or if there's a guest you would like to have on. And one of the people that I play with in my business today, we were having a meeting and she's like, we actually came up with some new ideas for the show. So we're going to be rolling out some new things coming down the road. But again, your input is invaluable to me, so please do reach out. And on that, so excited to talk today with some amazing people, Mr. Grant Gallicano and Tisha LeClaire, sorry, I'm probably butchering your last name. You can correct me in a moment. And they are guests of mine. They're both Canadians, and they are living proof that relationships actually can be different and can be magical and beautiful and work, you know, whatever way works for you. And as we continue the amazing conversations that we have been having with the I Am Beauty movement, my guests today are, we're going to start exploring all about relationships and how the elements of I Am Beauty contribute to those aspects of your life. So first off, welcome you guys. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's wonderful being here.
Thank you. So Tisha, how do you say your last name?
It's LeClaire. So
LeClaire.
You were pretty close. It's
pretty
all good.
Close.
I my whole life it's always been Tricia LeClaire, so I pretty much answer to any form of those four names.
Something close to it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I'm so honored that you guys are taking time from your day to come talk to me today. And I would love, I know the story, but most people listening are not going to know it. So how about if you give us a little bit of background about how you guys met and how the I Am Beauty movement actually contributed to your relationship? But hold that question for just a moment, because before we do, I just want to invite people who may not have heard the other shows that we've been doing where we're featuring the I Am Beauty movement, which you can find on Facebook. And it is a Facebook group that was started a few years ago by Sarah Grandinetti and Cassie Summers, where it's a place of really exploring what beauty means to you and pretty much blowing up all the definitions of what it is and what it isn't, and being the invitation for amazing conversations and a Facebook group really like no other that I know of where people get together and explore these topics and have conversations that many people have never had before in their lives. And there's also a 30-day challenge in there where you can play at any time, where it, each day is a different challenge that it asks questions and has you looking at things and exploring, and you can share in the group or not. And so I've been inviting different people on to talk about different things in their lives that have been impacted by the I Am Beauty movement. So I'm going to stop talking now so you guys can actually answer my question.
Love hearing from you, though. There's no doubt about that. I'm curious if you want it from a boy's point of view or a girl's point of view as far as when we met.
Yes.
Okay. From a boy's point of view, I photobombed her.
A boy's point of view, you what?
I photobombed her. I walked into a picture she was taking.
How cool is that?
It was not by accident. He says by accident, but he did it very intentionally. I was taking a picture of like the skyline or whatever, and he walked in and looked at me and was like, "Oh, you wanted a picture of me?" And I looked at him and I smiled and I was like, "Sure, random stranger picture, okay." So we literally have a picture from the exact moment that we met.
That's amazing! Wow.
So,
go ahead,
Betty.
Go ahead.
Well, it continued from there where, because we were in a different, well, first of all, a different country. So we were in San Diego?
San Diego.
So neither one of us are actually from the States. We're both from interior BC, so British Columbia, Western Canada. Western. And so when we were talking, she basically mentioned she was from Trail, and I mentioned that I knew that, which was surprising because Trail is a very small town. So she's like, wait a minute. I'm always away from home, and you know about home, so this is intriguing. And so we were both going to the same event. We basically talked on the way in, and I had to stop and make a phone call. So I basically said goodbye at that point, and we had exchanged first names and where she lived. And then I made my phone call and went back inside. And interestingly, the event we were on was on the fifth floor, and I bumped into her on the third floor escalator, and I didn't run, but she didn't walk. Or didn't slow down or stop, I guess. And we still like managed to connect there, and we talked a little bit more. And so I gave her my card at the top of the stairs because she was like, "You're doing some stuff that's kind of interesting to me." So then left at that, split up going into the event. And that evening then we went and started Facebooking, connecting up that way. And she had mentioned she had like a very strong sore back. And I looked and it's like, well, your hotel is about 2 minutes away from mine, so I can't have that, so I'll be right over. By the way, that's the best pickup line ever. You're having pain. I will fix that for you. Yeah. So. But I went over and.
No, that doesn't scream gullible female Canadian at all, does it? Like, seriously, random stranger came into my hotel room. And it was like probably 1 o'clock in the morning by this point. So, yeah, it was interesting.
Well, the fun part was I went over and did an access consciousness body process on her. And the next day when I bumped into her on the way into the office, not the office, but the event again, she's like, "What did you do? Because my back doesn't hurt anymore." So at that point, it was like, okay, we need to talk a little bit more. But I'll let Fish explain her definition of what happened, because maybe it's different than mine.
No, that was pretty much what happened. And it was a very random meetup, and it was pretty, I like to say serendipitous. Right? Because, I mean, it's pretty random to be at an event with over 2,000 people in San Diego. So,
yeah.
Like, we're thousands of miles away from home. And we just happened to meet, like, the other Canadian that's there. You know, it was really interesting. And, so we ended up talking quite a bit. Over the course of that weekend. And when it was time to go home or leave, because Grant wasn't going home, he ended up missing his train. And I was like, well, maybe I could miss my flight. So we ended up spending an extra day in San Diego, just the two of us, getting to know each other a little bit better. And and still kind of went our own separate ways at that point. But while we spent that extra night in San Diego, was when Grant actually introduced me to the I Am Beauty movement. I mean, I had never heard of Access. I had never heard of really energy work at all. I mean, I had heard of it, but I had never experienced it. And so he told me about this thing. He's like, oh, I have some friends that do this really neat thing on Facebook. Do you want to join it? And I was like, oh, sure. Yeah, okay, that sounds really fun. And it was the I Am Beauty Challenge. So within probably, I would say, 72 hours of Grant and I meeting, I was involved in the I Am Beauty Challenge, and we were posting our very first pictures. So it was really interesting when we were asked to come on this show and talk about I Am Beauty and how much I Am Beauty was actually a main or a big part of the first days of our relationship.
So what would you say that, you know, like from other relationships that you've had, how has adding the component of what is explored and discovered through this group, how has that contributed to the relationship that you guys have created?
Do you want to take that one?
I think it's a combination of the group plus the actual individuals. I would have to say that I don't really look at relationships the way most people look at relationships. And so I'm open, honest, and talk about everything, which may or may not have been a surprise to Tish when we first started talking. And then the thing with the I Am Beauty is that the 30-day challenge does bring certain things forward. Like I remember there was one challenge, which was take a picture of your legs. And this was like, you know, from Tish's point of view, it's like, I haven't really posted a picture of my legs before. So what's this going to bring forward, right? And I was able to go and actually assist and basically just say, it's like, wait a minute, what's going to happen? This is a fairly friendly group. It's like, we'll see what happens. Worst case, you can go and delete it if it comes down to it. And then that picture from my memory actually did have quite a bit of a additional things popping up, in which case then it was, I don't know if it was benefit or not to Tish actually to have me there to talk to her through it. So the thing with the I Am Beauty is it did, like it's designed to go and actually have you look at yourself and actually identify where you may or may not be in judgment of yourself, and allowing you to go and actually shop those. And with me having a master's in spiritual psychology, it kind of, let's just say judgment is one thing that I'm really good at identifying and helping people release.
So
how
basically
awesome
he helped me cry a lot.
Wow.
Like I said, not a standard relationship.
Yeah. Well, and that's the beauty of relationship, right? Is you guys, you can create anything and you create what works for you.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely don't adhere to a lot of what society says a relationship is supposed to look like. So we have a lot of fun, and you know,
totally not allowed by relationship standards, right?
I mean, like, we've never had like an actual full-on fight, and I don't think that I know of very many people that can say that in a normal, I say in quotations, relationship. Just because we both have a really high allowance for each other and for our judgments of ourselves, our points of view, we just kind of roll with it. And if something is not really working, we discuss it and ask questions. questions around it and see what we can shift.
I guess in addition to that as well is we are looking at it from a, let's call it a group as opposed to an individual. So I wouldn't say it's like, oh, I need to do this because this is what Tish would expect, or she needs to do this because I'm demanding this. It's more like, hey, wait a minute. Let's both look at this and see what's good for both of us as opposed to one or the other.
Yes. Yes. And I, you know, I'm wondering too, like, where the, I've got so many questions running through my head all at the same time. So wondering for you, like the humor and gratitude and the receiving piece of what this, you know, what your relationship is and how that kind of ties back to what you have seen with the, with that movement, and you know, how has that changed things in your life?
Well, I think that, like, for me anyway, it's taught me a lot about receiving, because one of the things that I had never really allowed myself before was to receive. So like a compliment, I would always brush it off. And that was something, like, when I first started the challenge, getting compliments, having people send me friend requests, and it was a little overwhelming at first because I wasn't really sure what was going on, and how to handle it, I guess. But the group itself is what kind of helped me, and allowed me the space, to accept it and to actually realize what a contribution it was, and to be grateful for it. And because I was able to do that in the group, it allowed me to also receive that gratitude and contribution from Grant.
That's amazing. I love that. Oh, and we are at our first break already. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, where I am with Grant and Tisha today. And we'll be back sooner rather than later. Stay tuned.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramala Mitten. And we wanted to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, guys. Betsy McLaughlin, Imperfect Brilliance. Where today I'm talking to Grant Gallicano and Tisha LeCaire, and we're having a great conversation about relationship. And right before the break, Tisha was talking about receiving, and we have been mentioning also the I Am Beauty movement and the I Am Beauty group, which is, from what I was told, it was definitely a contribution to you guys and your relationship as you were in the early stages of it. And you were talking about receiving and how the group helped you to learn how to receive. And I would love to have I would love to have a little bit more conversation about receiving, because it's one of the things that we're not really taught how to do. We're taught how to give, you know, and even the saying, it's better to give than receive. And I know for me, as you were talking about, Tisha, you know, it's uncomfortable when you're not used to it. Even a compliment, you know, you kind of brush it off and you're like, you try to make light of it. And so could you, even from a man's perspective as well, Grant, I would love to hear a little bit about, you know, what receiving is for you and how that has changed with you and your relationship with Tisha, and how that has, you know, how that's changed.
Well, it's interesting because receiving really isn't done here that well. What I'm thinking of is, like, there's that, somewhere there's a receiving where there's an expectation, if I give you this, you'll give me something back, which mm-hmm. isn't what we mean by receiving. In this case, like, for example, like a straight out compliment, it's like, wow, that's a beautiful smile you have, with no expectation of something coming back. That's something that's basically just a contribution or a gift, and the person has to willingly receive it without thinking, oh, I have to comment back and say you have a nice smile too. Now, it's mm-hmm. the other funny thing was, I was reading a Facebook post recently, and someone had said that males do things and females receive. And it was like, oh, that's really interesting. So there is an energy out there that guys can't receive. And I have to admit that, well, it's not just guys, let's make that clear. Everyone has challenge yeah. receiving, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the idea of receiving is where you have like barriers down and you're just there vulnerably and saying, it's like, hi, here I am. And willing to go and actually take the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything. And then it's a matter of not making it stick. Like, so for example, if someone says, oh, wow, you have beautiful eyes, and then getting stuck in the idea, it's like, oh, my eyes are beautiful. It's like, how am I supposed to take that? Does that mean that I have to, you know, and we get in mm-hmm. that quite a bit, right? Where it's, mm-hmm. how am I supposed to receive this? As opposed to just saying, it's like, oh, cool. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah. And then not go to the space of, oh my gosh, they want something from me, or, you know, looking for ulterior motives. You know, and kind of going down that rabbit hole that we can sometimes go down. And then, Tisha, what were you going to say?
Well, that's the thing that I was always, or I've always found really kind of fascinating about Grant in a way is because he is very open with compliments, and be they to people he knows or even perfect strangers, right? I mean, we walk into a restaurant or get board a plane or whatever, and he walks up to the first person he sees and is like, "Hey, beautiful." And they're like, usually jaw drop, like, hi. Like, they don't even know how to take it. Most people don't know how to react. Some people will say thank you, blush like crazy, basically turn around and try and run away as fast as possible, right? And it's really interesting to watch because it's really shown me that, yeah, like they're receiving in this reality and in society as we're taught or not taught, I guess, in this case, is pretty much non-existent because people do always expect an ulterior motive. Like, is he interested in me? Oh, well, he said I have a beautiful smile. He must think I'm really pretty. He must want something from me. So, yeah, it's been really interesting and fascinating to really watch him interact with perfect strangers. And it's really nice, like, when he actually gets, like, a reaction, like, oh, my God, thank you so much. Like, that's such a nice thing to say. Rather than the scared little, like, deer in a headlight sort of look that is like, oh, my God, what's happening?
Yes. And that's the beauty when somebody is, as Grant was talking about a little earlier, you know, when you lower your barriers and you totally can receive everything that is being said and, you know, allow it to envelop you and truly embrace it. It is such a beautiful gift, and it's such a beautiful exchange, because when you have your barriers lowered and you are truly vulnerable like that, then it also allows the other person or people to see you and not the walls or facade or, you know, projection that you might be doing, but really to see you. And that to me is so beautiful, and it's such a gift. And so when we are all being that, what is created for everyone around us is such a different invitation. And that's why I love having these conversations. When we talk about being vulnerable like this, it's not that, you know, you're supposed to be a doormat or anything, but it's really just allowing you to be you and to be seen and to be received. As I know for me, for sure, like, I would really, really want people to receive me, but I didn't know how. And, you know, be like, why, and I would just kind of go down this, like, why, and now realizing, well, my barriers were really, you know, I had a lot of barriers up. I was not receiving people. So when, even if people were giving me compliments, I was brushing them off and, you know, like, like batting them away from me faster than they could come in, you know, so, and then wondering why I wasn't getting it, you know, like what I really desired. So now knowing what I know now and like, oh, you know, you've got to be willing to receive that. And like I said earlier, like envelop in you and as you, and then being that, it just changes all, it changed all my relationships. And this was such an invitation for something different to be available. So did you guys kind of find the same thing?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you. So
I want to continue the interview with Tish now, please.
You can say goodbye now.
Well, it's interesting. When you're talking about the receiving, what came forward was the idea of when that complete vulnerability of basically receiving anything, it is really anything. So, for example, if someone comes forward with a strong, less than positive energy towards you, it's still receiving that. So, for example, if someone comes along and it's like, wow, I'm really disappointed when you do this, it's like, receive it as that's their point of view. It doesn't make me wrong. It doesn't mean that I have to change. It doesn't mean anything else like that. And if I don't appreciate it or don't agree with that, I guess, or don't align, it's like, oh, that's neat. You have that point of view. My point of view is different. Cool. We can be different and still be okay. And that that comment you were making about the idea of the unwillingness to receive, how many people are in that way where they're gifting everything, and unwilling to receive and saying they feel empty as a result of it?
Yes, that was me for sure. And then I couldn't understand what was going on. I couldn't understand why. And I totally was functioning from in an empty tank all the time and giving because that's what I thought you were supposed to do, and not allowing myself to entertain even the possibility of what that was, or, you know, even looking at it. And so this is why I in particular love these conversations that, to, you know, like, they're really, there is something different that we can all choose and be. And it's, it doesn't mean that you are less than or weak or anything. To me, it's actually the opposite. To be able to be vulnerable shows quite a strength.
Well, it's that idea of receiving, but not necessarily having to take it on or making it real. It's interesting. One of the exercises, and I believe it's an IM Beauty exercise as well, but I've witnessed it before, because society basically has that idea where if someone compliments you, you have to go and actually, like, do that exchange. And one of the exercises is someone gives you a compliment, and your only ability to respond is to just say thank you and actually receive it and mean thank you for that compliment. And it's funny what that brings up in people. That going against the society norm of, you know, well, no, wait a minute, I need to go in and compliment you back and make sure this is an equal exchange. And
yes. Well, and, you know, even with that, like a gift, a physical gift, you know, as opposed to like compliments, there's a lot of people who are uncomfortable receiving a gift if they don't have something to give back to you.
It's funny, I always think of Big Bang Theory when that happens, where there was a discussion over, this isn't a gift, it's an obligation. You're giving me something that I have to therefore judge the expense of to make sure that I can contribute equally back to you. Otherwise, I'm obligated to you. It sounds funny, but how true is that? That people have
it
that.
It really is. It really, really is. So, with the allowing yourself to receive something and not feel the obligation to return it, I wonder for everybody listening what that would, you know, create in their world. And, you know, what random acts of kindness can you be as well? I love doing things that people don't expect. It's so fun. And I actually had somebody just the other day offer to do something for me that I usually do for someone else. And I was like, I was so excited. It's like, oh my gosh, really? And it actually was such an amazing life-saving gift of time, like a time-saving gift for me where I didn't have time. She came in, I didn't ask her, she offered, and I was like, oh my God, yes, please. Thank you. And I received it with such joy, such gratitude. I still have amazing gratitude for this totally unexpected gift. And next time I see her, you know, she's going to get a huge hug and more gratitude from me. And in, like, I wonder what we could do today and tomorrow and the day after that we could be that gift for somebody. And I get such joy out of doing unexpected things for people. And now I can also receive them. Before I was not able to, and I'd be like, oh, no, 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 that's okay. No, 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 no. Now it's heck yes. Bring it on, baby.
It's interesting having both parts to that. I remember a period ago, I was in a restaurant in Los Angeles and was there with some friends. And I noticed a table that was in a different location of the restaurant that just kind of got my attention. And it was like, huh. And so what I did is I asked the waiter, I said, can I just anonymously pay their bill? And he's like, what? It's like, I want to cover their check, but don't tell them it's for me. And he's like, oh, okay. And he walks over, and it's funny because it's like I'm watching him, and he walks over, and he talks to him, and then all three of them look at me, and it's like, okay, apparently that last little bit was missed. And then all, like, the whole energy of the table changed, and it's like, okay, I can't have that. So I got up, and I walked over, and I basically said, it's like, hi. And the girl is like, do you do this regularly? It's like, well, not regularly, but it just seemed that there was something required. So that's what my gift was. And she said, well, it's funny because we were actually celebrating. We realized we didn't actually have the funds to pay for this. So you basically did a life-changing event here, right? Now, at the time, like it was really nothing to me because it was a sandwich, like $20 or something like that. And then I was thinking, it's like, wait a minute, have I ever been able to receive this? And I'd have to say at that time, I wouldn't have been able to. But since then, I'm willing to take lunch.
It's funny that he even says
that's
that.
Cause, cool.
And I don't know if anyone else is, I'm sure someone else has experienced this because it's kind of become a bit of a thing where the pay it forward sort of thing, where, you know, you might go through the drive-through and you get to the front and you get to the window and they're like, oh, the person in front of you already paid for your coffee. Right. And well, it doesn't have to be Tim Hortons. It can be anywhere, Starbucks or McDonald's or whatever you.
Right.
But, I mean, I remember that happened to me one time and it actually brought me to tears. Like there was just such a huge level of gratitude and contribution and obviously no expectation on the part of that person to be paid back because I had no idea who they were.
Right.
And so, I mean, instantly for me, I was like, well, I want to pay for the person behind me. Like, let's see how long we can keep this going for. Right. I just think that things like that are just such an amazing contribution to people. And you honestly don't know, how much it might change a person's day, a person's life, by receiving a gift with literally no expectations or ties attached to it.
That's so true. Oh, great timing for our second break here, you guys. We're talking all about receiving and beauty and relationship and the gift that you are in this world. So stay tuned. You're listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We'll be back shortly. Thank you.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat,
YouTube star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. And before we get back to our conversation, I would love for everyone to know how they can find you guys. So if you would give us email and website and what other ways that we could find you, let me know, please, and let them know.
I'll let Tish start.
You can reach me, through Grants Healing. So it's GRANTSHEALING. Wow.
.com.
So we both have profiles there. And also, just my name, Tisha LaCare, at gmail.com. I can be reached there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Website to come. It's getting worked on, Grant.
We also have Access Consciousness profile pages.
Yeah.
So accessconsciousness.com/Grant Gallicano. And I believe it's accessconsciousness.com/Tisha LaCare.
Mm-hmm.
My email is, again, first name, last name with the initial CF at the end. So grantgallicanocf@gmail.com. But the Grants Healing website is probably a nice, or even the Grants Healing Facebook is a nice, easy one. So it's just literally Grants Healing, GRANTSHEALING. Thank you
awesome.
For the invite. Willing
well,
to hear
you're
from
so
everybody
welcome.
And anybody.
Yes. You're willing to receive everyone, huh? It's so awesome. And I'm pretty sure I already told people how to find me, but I didn't tell them my website, which is creatingyumminess.com. And I
okay.
would also like to thank you. And it was funny when it really just desired to be that when I was looking at what to do. And this people were like, you always are creating yummy stuff. And it's like, you know, I actually do. And it really lit my body up. It's like, okay, how awesome is that? So I also would like to invite people. I am starting a 5-week series with the 10 keys to freedom in action. So it's a little, it's not a normal book club, but it is, there's a book, the 10 keys and the 10 keys to total freedom. Sorry, I had a blip there for a minute. And using these keys is really, there's so much in there that will give you freedom in your life. So this class is about putting these tools in action and how you can use them in your everyday life. So I invite you guys, if you're interested, that we're going to do, we're going to have email every few days and a weekly Zoom and a WhatsApp chat group in between to answer all questions, and looking forward to it. And that starts on the first call is May 1st, so you still have a little bit of time to hop in. And I have a special price going till April 20th, and then the price goes up a little bit, but it's still very reasonable. So I invite you guys to come play and explore, and you can reach me at accessbetsy@gmail.com if you can't find it, or on Facebook. And the other thing that I definitely wanted to invite you guys to, and this is actually how I first met Grant and Tisha, was through the I Am Beauty group, the Facebook group. So again, that's very easy to find. I Am Beauty, the I Am Beauty movement. So you all are welcome and encouraged to check it out and join it. And then the founders, I've had them on the show before, and we are also inviting you guys. They are doing a 2.5-day class in New York City, May 31st through June 2nd. So there's like an evening taster class on May 31st in the beautiful New York City, which the energy there is It's so exciting. A lot of amazing people are signing up for the class, and then it will be 2 full days following that. So this is your invitation, and there's no prerequisites or anything for this class. So really kind of come explore you, and if there's aspects of your life that you would like to look at, they are amazing facilitators. And with this group of people that are all getting together to change some stuff, and you're absolutely invited. And I am drawing a complete blank, maybe before the end of the show. It is the imbeauty.space as opposed to .net. So it's imbeauty.space is their website where you can check out more information about where they're going to be facilitating and what classes they teach. So we invite you to check that out as well. So we were talking... And is there anything else you would like to add there?
Well, sorry, you mean space by the actual word S-P-A-C-E as opposed to like a space?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, interestingly, it's different.
Yeah. Because they actually had an I Am Beauty class in Vancouver recently, and mm-hmm. I was actually with Tish scheduled to be on the other side of Canada, and so we missed it. And so we have this wonderful fear of missing out that I would say if anyone is thinking of going to New York and doesn't go to New York, they might be in some serious, oh, darn, why did I do that energy. Just saying.
Well, and Cassie and Sarah are so much fun. And even they put their two names together and named their company Sassy. I mean, how much fun is that? And they're dynamic and funny and irreverent and super fun to be around. And I adore both of them so much. So we would love for you guys to come play with us in New York City. And just consider this your officially engraved invitation to join us. So we were talking about so many beautiful things with the generosity of spirit of what receiving really is in this and how that contributes to you. And then I would love to bring in the piece of how that has contributed to you all and your relationship together.
That is an interesting one, because I actually travel a great deal, and so mm-hmm. There has been a couple of times where I basically said, "Okay, gotta go," and left Tish for
months.
I was gonna say a month or two, but yeah, okay. And it's that idea of how can the relationship be different? Because most people, it's like they would expect. Well, I want to see you tonight. I want to do, you know, I expect you to be proximity to me. And when you have that different level of receiving and contribution and looking out for the relationship as a whole, as opposed to an individual, like if I have a belief that if I'm unable to receive, I'll be more likely to try and hold things really close that mean a great deal to me. So, for example, mm-hmm. if I was unable to receive, I wouldn't be keen on the idea of Tish leaving for 2 months. Could you be like, wait a minute, I can't manage that. You need to be closer. We don't actually have that issue. Well, I don't have that issue. I can't really speak for Tish.
If I did have that issue, I got over it real fast. That was totally a question of, well, what else is possible that I'm capable of?
And that idea of that vulnerability and open to receiving, it's like, you know, hey, I'm going to go to Chicago for a week. You know, you're more than welcome to come along, but if you can't, I'm still going to Chicago for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so that vulnerability and that receiving really kicks right into all components of the relationship. I just discussing the idea of proximity is one of them, but it also comes down to the idea of what are you doing together or apart, or are we going out for dinner, or are we eating home, or are we not eating, do we need to eat together, and other things along that line.
I find, too, like, we're both creating a lot, right? Building Grant's Healing here in the Kootenays area of BC, and I mean, I've been branching out and going outside of my comfort zone, doing classes and creating side businesses with proofreading and graphics and all of these things that I've always been really good at but never really considered pursuing, because I was a proponent of what this reality said was that you went to school, you got that 9-to-5 job, and you stuck with that. It's funny because that was actually what led me to San Diego in the first place to meet Grant, was that that premise that you don't have to, you can always change things that you don't like, and you can always create something different. And then I met Grant, and everything has been about creation and different and definitely not adhering to what society says it's supposed to look like. But I think that being able to receive contribution from each other is really what's allowed us to create what we have so far and what we continue to create every day. And be that in our business or our relationship, in our home, in our families, whatever, it's definitely been a big portion of that, I think.
Sometimes that contribution is just like an honest prodding of it, like, really, you want to do that? Or really, you're not doing that? So an example there would be, if I'm feeling lazy, or is there something I really need to get done? And Tish basically says, it's like, oh, okay, that's an interesting choice. It's like, you don't need to do this then. And it's like, and so it's like, wait a minute, okay, I actually do have a choice. It's like, do I want to do that activity or not? And she's okay with me actually saying yes or no to that activity. I don't know if that made sense or not.
It made sense in my head. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it made sense.
There's definitely a huge amount of allowance along with the contribution.
Yes. And is that different for you guys than other relationships that you've had?
For me, definitely. Because for me, it's always been about giving. Like you had mentioned earlier, right? It was all about gifting to people. And then at the end of the day, you felt empty because you never actually took any time for yourself. Never gifted to yourself. You were always just literally like cutting pieces of yourself away from you and giving it to other people. And that's how I always was in my past relationships with spouses and with my family. So this has been I guess for me anyway, I find that there's a huge level of freedom in being able to receive. Because there's just so much space there.
I remember in past relationships.
So much beauty.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking in past relationships, I would compartmentalize quite a bit. Where, okay, well, we're doing this activity, so this is how I have to show up. And I'll just eliminate everything else. And then, oh, we're shifting to this activity, so this is how I have to show up. And then eliminate everything else. It doesn't work. So the idea of it's like, hey, here I am, warts and all, humor and all, annoyance and all. And it's like, okay.
And you're not cutting off any piece of you. You're not turning any part of you down.
Just fingernails these days. That's it.
And maybe his hair. I do make him cut his hair. I have no allowance for that scruffiness. That's like, that is one thing.
I have a different point of view about things than most people do. See, yes. I used to work in a bakery, so when you cut things off, it was like a serious endeavor where it's like, okay, how do I get that back on, right? Yeah. But yes.
That's awesome. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to me a little bit about the beauty of relationship and really what can you create that works for you, and talking a little bit about some of the tools that we definitely use in Access Consciousness with the allowance and the gratitude, receiving, and seeing the beauty in everything. So I wonder, for everybody listening, what could you acknowledge your beauty is that you've never done before? And thank you guys so much for spending time with me today. I'm so grateful.
Thank you for having us, Betsy. It's been amazing.
Yes, thank you for having us. Very grateful for you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. Until next time, bye-bye.